breadcrumbs and a little egg to hold it all together with an amazing remoulade sauce. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. Harry and Stavro Karagiannis continue to make Surf and Sirloin the same amazing place to dine that it's been for 23 years. You can dine in intimately for two or ask for a customized party room from 25 up to 170 people. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week and serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. You can check their menu out online. Surfandsirloin.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, the third and final hour of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Back in the 1940s, Walter Byerly, a cabinet maker, decided to build house trailers. The Warren family purchased a small trailer in 1954, and so began a 20-year odyssey covering 47 states. Every summer, the Warrens hit the road. Hardly a national monument or park was missed, documented by hundreds of slides and notebooks recording expenses like $6.06 for groceries and $3.69 for 13 gallons of gas. You can see the Warren's 1954 Byerly trailer on display at the lot and compare how RVs have changed in 60 years.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com. Eureka, Missouri.
What vintage St. Louis restaurant and bar transforms into a throwback mini Las Vegas style lounge every week? Filoni's, 6715 Manchester, just east of McCausland. Hear the Convertibles every Thursday evening from 6 to 10, and every Friday night, Alex Filoni, Tom Kelly, and crew perform Rat Pack standards, 60s R&B classics, and more. Friday reservations are highly recommended. Call ahead now because tables go fast. 781-5221. That's 781-5221. Classic cocktails, Italian cuisine, and crooning only at Filoni's, a St. Louis bar and restaurant institution.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with this same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our GE appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, our savings are your savings? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our GE savings on to you.
At Club Fitness, we've got something for everybody, and we're ringing in the new year all month long. Now through January 31st, you can join for just $10 with no processing, no contract, and no enrollment.
Happy New Year! Time for a happy new me.
Plus, Club Fitness members get free group classes in Kids Club, 24 locations, and 24-hour access.
I'm going from singing at midnight to sweating at midnight.
Join for $10 with no processing, no contract, and no enrollment through January 31st. Some restrictions apply. See Club for details.
It's 2018, and 590 The Fan has a new website. You can go to 590thefan.com and get all the information about the radio station that you need. Did you miss one of your favorite shows? Click on the radio shows link and listen to your favorite show's podcast. Check in to see who the high school athlete of the week is with Hannah Yates. Watch the latest Blue Note breakdown, giving you all the latest and insight on the St. Louis Blues. And take advantage of the 590 The Fan Listener Rewards Program. Click on the Listener Rewards box and get in on valuable deals from our 590 The Fan sponsors.
You're a brilliant mind.
Listen to your show every day. It's really good.
Listen in 24/7 by clicking on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. It's all at your fingertips on the all-new 590thefan.com.
Gateway says arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13,500 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14,500 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
I recognize this music. This means it's the home stretch.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of tech and we're full of chips. And we think you'll get lots of
flower arranging skills, painting skills, quilting skills.
Napoleon Dynamite.
We're about to get.
Good afternoon and welcome to the January 29th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny Heating and Cooling, serving businesses and residences in St. Louis County and St. Charles County. I'm really sorry to those of you in Illinois and other Missouri. I don't want to tell you. Move to St. Louis County. Move to St. Charles County. There you go. Now you have a reason to, and that reason would be Matheny Heating and Cooling. Let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, ladies and gentlemen, for 10 years, he lived in Birmingham, England. That's right. He is Trevor Limey Phillips. Limes, say hello to someone.
Hello to someone out there, and also my mom and dad. I hope everyone is enjoying the show.
Oh. I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. Now we go to the man who's the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Levi Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. If you're changing jobs and you have a retirement account, you give them a call for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
And hello, everybody. And I was when I was with Whitey and Sue over the weekend, Whitey said that there's someone that he knows that came up to him and said, I don't like that Trevor when he plays that. When he plays that, if I only had a brain, I don't get that. I don't like that. And
we could get rid of it and just do the zipper.
That's what this guy told Whitey. I said it doesn't bother me.
But we don't have to stop the music for a second. We don't have to have it. We don't have to have it.
No, I like it.
If I only had a brain.
It's the Wizard of Oz. It's the Scarecrow from one of my favorite movies.
For now, we're keeping it. The music up again. Yeah. I guess we'll just be keeping it. You know, I was in a conversation. Thank you, Dan. I was in a conversation the other day with somebody named Tim Woodburn came up. And they said, "Oh, the guy that knows everything and Google stuff." And I said, "No." Then you mean the newsman? I said, "Oh, well, he does Google stuff and he does also know a lot of stuff and he is a newsman." But I said, "Wait just a second. He's so much more." That's right. The way he actually pays his bills and survives is by being a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Gateway Investigations is my firm, folks. I've been running it for 10 years now in the St. Louis area. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. One of the things that we do for people is we help get papers served. If you've tried to sue somebody and the sheriff says, "Hey, we can't find this guy, we can't get your papers served, sorry about your luck," That's when you need to call me or email me, because we have a no service, no fee guarantee. If we don't get them served, it doesn't cost you anything. And to find out more about that service, you can email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Bill Cleveland will be with us shortly, but not in the studio. Hebe Jimenez is here. He's in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I'm not supposed to say much now, but we may very well know the whereabouts of Rat Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, we may have him in here. And once again, he'll say this.
Jeez.
Yes, that's exactly right. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Brought to you by Mathena Heating and Cooling. I was trying to remember today when I was a kid how we got our heat and how we got our cool. Our cool wasn't cold because I got married at 21 and never had air conditioning until I finally was able to get my own place, got married in an apartment that had air conditioning. We had a window fan. And for heat, and I guess the reason this is kind of odd to think about it, we're so accustomed to just buildings, homes, whether having vents. And hot or cold air blows out of them, you know, and they come from some central unit. Yeah, I didn't have that. We had heaters in the wall. I don't know if you guys ever had these. They were coils, and they lit up red. They had to suck a ton of electricity. I don't know in today's money how much electricity was back then, but you'd sit, and they were dangerous. It was like a red big coil in the wall, and yeah, there was a screen kind of thing over it. And I remember that was our heat. And there was no blower. So it was just like a glowing red thing in the wall. And when spring would come, my dad would always go get the fan out from under the house, a crawl space, take a paintbrush and brush it off, oil it, you know.
Whoa.
One of those old coils, you know, those cans. Yeah. And he put it in the window. And open all the other windows, and I'm not kidding, and I think a lot of kids will know what I'm talking about and thought the same thing. When he turned it on, I could never understand why the fan was blowing air outside. I thought, isn't the fan supposed to blow air in on us? No. It blows outside, and it kind of wraps itself around the house and comes in the other windows, which I still don't understand the whole physics of that, but that was a ritual every spring. Get the fan out. Clean it off, take the paintbrush and clean the blades and oil can, put it in snug, and turn it on, blowing outside. And so we'd go outside in the carport and stand in front of it, and when you'd stand in front of the fan and talk into it, every kid's done that. But no central air. Now it's a whole different world. Most of you have central air, which means all of you who do are going to need somebody to service it. Or at some point, like just happened to me, replace it. Matheny. You don't need any other name. Matheny. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County. So, next time you need to call. Next time you need service. Next time something's not working right. It's too cold. It's too hot. It's not. I set it on 68 and it's only showing 58. Matheny. No house or business is too large or small, and they are trained and qualified and certified to work on every single brand. They're really good. Mathena Heating and Cooling. MathenaHeatingandCooling.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Well, he's not in any of those towns that Johnny just sang in the song. He's in Peoria, Illinois. Bill, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, sir? Good afternoon.
Great. Every time somebody mentions Peoria, Illinois to me, what I think of first is that before there was any gambling around St. Louis, everybody went to Peoria. They wanted to get to that horrible boat that
Paradise.
I think is still there. Paradise. I think it's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a gambler myself, and someone did actually mention a casino, maybe even a couple of casinos, and actually I believe they have some slot machines and things in different, gas stations and just different things like that, which some places have.
Yeah, Illinois does.
Hey, while you're there, go to the Maui Gym place. That was the other thing I was surprised to find out last week. I had to order a part for my sunglasses, and they answered the phone, Aloha, Maui Gym, and they're in Peoria. So while you're there, go get some good sunglasses. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm in Peoria today for a couple of reasons. The first is I did a story today at the Caterpillar Visitor Center, the headquarters based here in Peoria, Illinois. And what we want folks to do,
Now you're talking.
What we want folks to do when we travel, we want you to get off the road instead of just going from point A to point B. So a place like Peoria, you might not come spend a week here, but there's enough for you to do where, you can take a couple hours, get off the road, come and check out a couple of the attractions they have here. So the Caterpillar Visitor Center, it's a 50,000 square foot complex. It's a pretty big deal. 8 exhibit galleries. They have 4 different theaters, over 50 different videos, all telling the story of Caterpillar, but also giving you an idea of where these massive machines are working around the world, and you get to really see them in action. And it's actually pretty cool. And what's cool, I think, about places like this, we see these machines as we're driving down the highway or from a distance at a construction site, but to actually stand next to them, to stand next to these gigantic tires on these things, or in some cases to actually climb up inside of the vehicles, which you can do at the visitor center, is pretty cool.
Well,
the average go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I saw one of your pictures that you posted online earlier where you're standing next to what I can only imagine is just a giant hauling truck. Like, I think I've seen him in quarries every now and again, and literally the tire on this thing was 2 times the size of you. Like, how far? I've always wondered how big they actually are in real life. Did you get to see, like, how tall it actually goes up from the ground?
So that picture that Trevor's speaking about, if you go to facebook.com/billontheroad, you'll see that photo on there. And yes, it is a massive tire. And for perspective, just so people know, I am 6.5 feet tall. So,
sure you are.
So this thing, this what you're talking about. This is a it's a mining truck, and so it stands 2.5 stories tall.
That's amazing.
That's a lift kit, buddy.
Now, when they lift the back of it up, it's 5 stories tall. So it's pretty gigantic. What they've done is they've actually built a theater inside of this truck. Okay, so that's the first thing. When you get to the visitor center, you will go into the back of this giant mining truck. They've built a theater there. You'll watch, it's like a 10-minute video of the history of Caterpillar and talking about some of the things that you're going to see. And yeah, check that out, because it's pretty amazing.
Hey, Bill, do you know it's 9 feet tall in Peoria?
I don't know.
It's a statue of my favorite comedian of all time, and he talks a lot about Peoria in a lot of his early comedy routines. It's a hometown of Richard Pryor. And there's a 9-foot tall statue of him somewhere there in Peoria, Illinois. I'd love to see a photo of you next to that to prove that you're 6.5 foot tall.
And I believe is Dan Fogelberg from here as well, because there's a monument for him as well. You know, the singer Dan Fogelberg. I didn't stop.
Sounds right. Is that a real name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dan Fogelberg. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And the last thing I'll just quickly mention is that they also have interactive exhibits as well, so these simulators. So you can get in and you will try, virtually to move dirt around and to dig things. And you thought it'd be really easy as you sit down, and it's not as easy as you might think it is. So lots of fun to be had. Peoria, Illinois. If you want some more, you can go to billontheroad.com. Or, if you want to see that picture, it's up now at Facebook. You can just search Bill on the Road, and you'll find it there. And I will see you all in studio tomorrow. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. That's probably the next window that you'll buy if you replace windows in your house. Why wouldn't you? It's the one more people buy than any other window. Window World, great company, charitable company, terrific product. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Roger Federer, to ever win 20 Grand Slam titles. And I watched him. Oh, my goodness. I love this guy. Roger Federer is the classiest athlete on the planet. And most gracious. And you don't ever read anything about Roger Federer spotted coming out of the thing or DWI. Nothing. And, buddy, this guy, what a career. He's 36.
Yeah.
And he's the only guy to win 20. He just won the Australian Open.
I'm glad that he won that. He's been,
yeah. I always root for Federer because I really like Roger Federer. I think most people know that I drive myself insane looking at, listening to commercials, looking at ads. I did that for a living for a long time, and I wrote that stuff, and I'm embarrassed by some of the stuff I see now. Here's the new Diet Coke slogan. I just saw it. I just saw the ad yesterday. A woman, attractive woman, holds up a Diet Coke and says, "Diet Coke, because I can." What the heck is that? What is that?
What the hell?
Yeah, Diet Coke, because I can. Somebody that gets paid a salary at an ad agency wrote that, and then somebody who's a slick salesman stood before the Coke people and said, "Wait till we unveil this slogan. It's going to knock your socks off. Diet Coke, because I can."
And then they sit back and go, "I love it.
Amazing."
USA Today, on today's paper, on the front page, here's the quote. "St. Louis, one of the most violent cities in the United States." That's on the front page of USA. Don't applaud that.
On US,
wrong button.
The
wrong
USA?
Button.
Wow.
In the United States, it refers to St. Louis as one of the most violent. Hey, there you go. That's the kind of publicity we need. Let's get those companies to move in now.
Didn't we get that title in 2006 and then again in 2014?
I think we did. I think a couple movies I saw over the weekend. If anybody has seen either of these, tell me. 12 Strong. Yeah, true story.
No, not yet.
It's a true story. It actually happened. And the whole thing was classified for a while. Now we know what happened. And it's U.S. soldiers deployed to Afghanistan. And then they get over there and they're assigned horses. They fight the Taliban on horseback because the Taliban uses that terrain.
Oh yeah,
is brutal. So some guys had never ridden a horse before. It's an interesting story and a good movie. The other one was The Shape of Water. I don't like a movie title that doesn't give you any idea what the movie is, and that's the case with The Shape of Water. Now, when you see it, you'll know what it means. I believe Mike Evans said fabulous.
Yes.
For The Shape of Water. I don't want to give too much away. I think most everybody knows there's some sort of water creature in this thing. This movie is really well shot. It's interesting to watch. And it's also ridiculous. Because it's nothing more than the Beauty and the Beast idea. That an attractive woman is drawn sexually to a hideous creature. We've seen this before. Oh. King Kong. Oh, she's fallen in love with King Kong in the palm of his hand. The Beauty and the Beast. Oh, the pretty girl sees a beastly, ugly creature, but still loves him and wants to make babies with him, little beast babies. And E.T., it's kind of all of those wrapped up in one. And if you watch it, if you sit in a bathtub and watch it, yeah, you'll have the whole effect. That's all I'm going to tell you. Shape of Water.
Frank, now, promise me. You'll convey this to Mike Evans in 15 minutes.
Mike, what is it?
It's the movie that he and I, he jumped my stuff about.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I said how ridiculous of a concept it was that a deaf mute.
Wait, so you saw Shape of Water?
No, I just said I wouldn't see it because I read about the concept of the movie and it was his favorite to win an Oscar. And I ridiculed it because I said it's so silly that, you know, a deaf mute falls in love with a sea creature. Like literally.
It's like Beauty and the Beast.
Do you have something against people that are half fish, half human?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
It's Beauty and the Beast. That's all it is. Redone another way. Right. Now, listen, I got to play this for you because I just interviewed this guy, and I'm going to play you the interview. There is a guy who's in both of these movies, 12 Strong and Shape of Water. But in The Shape of Water, he, honest to goodness, deserves an Academy Award for his performance. His name is Michael Shannon. You've heard me talk about him with mm-hmm. Mike. Yep. What an actor this guy is. So I just talked to him this morning by satellite. And the funny thing is, I'd never talked to him on the phone. In real life, he sounds just like Mike Shannon. How about that? Here, I'll play some of the interview. Here I am. I asked him this morning. I said, "Hey, I just saw Shape of Water. What a tremendous performance." Here's what he said.
"You bet. I tell you what, when they told me about this movie, I said, heck yeah, I'm in."
Hey, see what I mean?
"They paid me by a handy 48 pack, and that was it. That's all I needed."
There you go, Michael Shannon. He's in 12 Strong, and he is in the Shape of Water. The other thing I watched over the weekend, and I'm not really sure why, because I couldn't stop watching it again, one of the all-time great movies, most moving, effective war movies, Saving Private Ryan. I just watched it again. Oh, my goodness, does it still hold up. What a movie. What Steven Spielberg, anything he does, I'm there.
The part where the soldier is crying for his mother on the beach.
Yes. Oh, my goodness,
That scene stuck with me for years. Years.
No, it's such a powerful movie. I can't imagine too many people haven't seen Saving Private Ryan. But if you haven't, I know it's an old, been out a while, but to do it. And then a couple of other just observations here. And this happens every year. I don't know that I really understand people who buy new televisions just to watch the Super Bowl. Go watch the ads for the rest of this week.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about big screen TVs in time for the big game. And Limey, I don't know if you know this, but we talked about this before you came on board. They're not allowed to say the word Super Bowl in a commercial.
I used to work in radio a while ago, and I had to write commercials, and I had to find because all the bars would say, hey, come watch the Super Bowl here. But because they didn't have the rights to say it, you had to use everything. The big game.
It's always the big game. That's right. If it, in any way, if you're promoting a place, a product, and you include the Super Bowl, you can't say Super Bowl. So I want you folks to watch all week the ads for TVs, but again, are there a lot of people who want a bigger TV, but you know what? Now we're going to get it just as we watch the Super Bowl. Apparently, there are.
It's actually because of that rule that I realized if I say it quickly, big game ends sounds just like big game men. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big game end?
That's good story, though.
Thank you.
That's a great story. Yeah.
Wow.
Big game. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for that. I think everybody wants to applaud you for that.
That was a story.
What? I thought I had some stories. Oh, that was great.
That's a doozy. Yeah.
But I just want listeners to pay attention this week, because you'll see these ads for Best Buy and whatever, and they go, get your big screen now, just time for the big game. And from what I read last year, there are a lot of TVs sold this week. So you can what? Watch the game? On a bigger screen? I guess so. And one last thought. Tom Hanks said in an interview that if he were asked to go to the White House to screen the post with President Trump, he'd refuse to go. He has every right to refuse to go, but I'll tell you what I think. I think it's disrespectful. Let me put it to you this way. I think Bill Clinton was probably a pretty good president, but he was also a philanderer. He was a liar. And the very things they don't like Trump talking about, Clinton did. But if I had received an invitation to go to the White House and sit with Bill Clinton and watch a movie or whatever else, I absolutely would accept it. It's the White House. He's the president. There is no other president in my life where I've heard people say, well, I'll tell you one thing, if I get invited to go to the White House, I'm not going. I've never heard that. Barack Obama, there are plenty of people who did not like his presidency. But if you got a call or a letter, the White House is stationary, we would request your presence to dine with Mr. Obama, President Obama. You bet. RSVP. I'm going.
Yeah, I know. You know how when you win a national championship.
No, I know. My daughter, Tim, I've got the picture, stood in the Oval Office with George W. Bush as he congratulated her on an NCAA tennis championship. I don't care who that president would have been. You're nuts if you don't go there and get that photo and that opportunity. But yes, you're right. Athletes are refusing to go, and they have every right to. But to me, I cannot believe how disrespectful people are to that office. You don't have to like the guy. But for goodness sake, would people give him time? Let's see if he can get stuff done. It looks like he has. Let's let him give him a chance. And then if he doesn't, then do all that other stuff. But boy, TV especially just jumped in right away, just rip it. I don't care who the president is. I'm going to the White House if I get an invitation. I guess I'm different. I think that's really something special. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I can't remember exactly who it was, but somebody that worked with us years ago, this was this person's favorite joke. And it is a good one. Now, I don't know how many gamblers we have listening. I would imagine a few. We have plenty of places to gamble around here. Maybe gamble at different levels, but this is the story of a guy who is standing in front of a casino, the front doors of a casino, and he's waiting to approach the right person. And the right person would be somebody well-dressed, somebody with a pleasant face, somebody who looked compassionate, and out of the casino walks about a 45-year-old guy, dressed very well, smiling, looks like a nice guy. So this out-of-work FM DJ walks up to him and said, "Sir, excuse me, you don't know me." And the man said, "No, I don't know you. How can I help you?" He said, "Can I have just a minute, 1 minute? That's all I'm asking." The guy says, "If you're selling something," he goes, No, sir. Now, this is, again, right out in front of the casino. The guy says, "Sir, my wife, I've been married 25 years, and my wife is gravely ill. She needs surgery. And if she doesn't have the surgery tomorrow, the doctor said she will die. She will die within a week. This has to be done tomorrow." And the well-dressed guy says, "What does this have to do with me?" He says, "Sir," he says, I'm $200 short of the amount I need to cover the surgery. And they've made it clear to me, the hospital, if it's not paid, no surgery, and she dies. She's my wife. She's my wife. 25 years we've been married." And the well-dressed guy says, Hey, buddy, take it easy. Hey, you know what? I've been married 25 years. I got a wonderful, I can't even imagine this." He goes, "Well, you don't have to imagine. I hope you never have to go through it." He said, "But I'm $200 away from saving my wife's life with this surgery." And the well-dressed guy reaches in his pocket. He's got a bunch of cash. He was in the casino. He hands him $200. And the FM DJ says, "Oh, man, thank you. Thank you so much." And he turns to walk away. And the well-dressed man says, Hey, wait a second. Stop right there. The FM DJ turns around and he goes, "How do I know you're not going to take that $200 and go in the casino and gamble with it?" And the FM DJ says, "Oh, no. I got gambling money."
Let's see how traffic looks right now with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Audible. Accident northbound 270 near Dorset, blocking the right exit lane 270. Crowded through 44, southbound 270. Southbound Lindbergh, north of Conway. Water main work has the right lane down. Westbound 64 backs up Vandeventer to Big Bend and Clarkson Olive to Baxter. And an accident both directions of 21 south of Hillsboro. Stay motivated, informed, and entertained through the power of audiobooks. Listen anytime, anywhere with the Audible app. Start a 30-day trial. Your first one's free. Just go to audible.com. I'm Tory Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
The SSM Health St. Louis Golf Expo, February 9th through 11th at the St. Charles Convention Center. And get 14 rounds of golf while supplies last. Presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss our huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net. First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you had aged beef tenderloin? Sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you can eat them with a butter knife. It's called the pepper loin. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with this same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our GE appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, our savings are your savings? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our GE savings on to you.
Let's go to Southern California and see what's shaking with Mike Evans. That is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Now, today is Monday. This is the only day Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are closed. Only Monday. You're going to do dinner at Annie Gunn's, you're going to need reservations. I mean, it's a really popular place, and you'll see why. Smokehouse, Annie Gunn's, same proprietor, same perfection in everything there. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and they sell thousands of gift cards every year. Why don't you be part of that and give somebody a gift card from Annie Gunn's at the Smokehouse? Trust me, they will use it, and they will appreciate it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Everybody doing today?
Fantastic.
Had a good weekend, I hope.
Huh? Fantastic.
We're doing great.
There's the chef.
Come on.
Come on.
Mmm. Boy, this is a good wine.
You say that a lot.
Pardon me?
You say that a lot. You must have a lot of good wine.
You know, I didn't spend a lot of money for wine, but I found this really good wine that I like, and I bought a case of it. So I've been going through. I've actually only got two bottles left.
That'd be 12 bottles. I don't know what a case of wine is.
Yeah, 12 bottles.
Okay. All right. What do you got for us?
Pop quiz theme, phony names used by stars when registering at a hotel. That's your pop quiz question. Today, name the name of the star who uses the name Tinkerbell. Did I ever tell you about the time I got fired at Disneyland because me and Tinkerbell...
Oh, hold on. Wait, hold on a second. We can't do anything.
Oh, you just remembered that Quaalude story, huh?
Yes, and I got emails from people because we said that Thursday you would tell the 25,000 Quaalude story, and we didn't do it. We both forgot. So shelve this stuff for tomorrow. Let's talk about, and for those who don't know, he made a reference to the time that he was busted and the cops came in and he had 25,000 Quaaludes in his house, yet you did not go to prison. Let's have this story. I'm sorry, but you and I owe the people this, Mike, because... We said we'd do it Thursday. We didn't do it. We're doing it today. Tell them the story.
Okay. So I was living in Los Angeles. I was on radio. I was doing mornings at K-Rock. And I met this pilot with Pan Am. That's how far back this goes. With Pan American Airlines. And he was a golfer. And we started playing golf. And this is when I was, you know, doing a little drugs here and there, you know. This is back in the early 80s. And he was based in Miami. And every once in a while, he'd get some days off. He'd call me and say, I'm gonna fly out to LA. And we actually would come to Palm Springs and play golf for a few days. He was a big golfer, good golfer, good guy. So occasionally he would send his clubs out ahead of him. Or since the stuff that he had a sister out in LA too. And he stayed at the house. Maybe I think he stayed at the house two times, I think. Maybe three.
Now, you were, at the time, you weren't married, right?
Was not married, no.
You, okay.
No.
All
right. Okay. So I was living in Long Beach, on the water in Long Beach. And so he was coming out. And he says, I'm gonna send out, I'm not gonna send out my clothes, but I'm sending out some stuff. I want to surprise my sister. I'm gonna send them out to you, and I'll see you in 2 days. I said, okay. So he goes, I'll Federal Express, it'll be there tomorrow. I said, oh, okay. So he calls me the next day, and he goes, okay, I'm coming out tomorrow. You got my FedEx? And I went, no, I didn't get a FedEx. So then he like called me, like every 3 or 4 hours. Did you get the FedEx? And I went, no. Then he called me that night and he goes, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be able to make it out. I'm not going to be able to make it out tomorrow. And he goes, in fact, I picked up a trip. So he says, I'll just call you the next couple of days. And I go, he goes, did you get that FedEx? I go, no. I said, okay, it's fine. So the next morning, around noon, I went downstairs and I got my mail, and then I came back upstairs and was knocking on the door, and a Federal Express guy was there with this about the size of a big size of boots box, the size of boots, you know.
Yeah, I know what a boot box looks like,
and it was heavy. What the heck is this? So Mike Evans, I signed my name, put it down. I knew it was from him. So I went about my business, and I went back down to the mailbox. So that I was wrong there. I hadn't gone to the mailbox yet. I went back down to the mailbox about 3 or 4 hours after the Federal Express. And when I got outside to the mailbox, DEA, FBI, Long Beach Police, I mean, they had me surrounded with guns out.
Yeah. Now we got a story.
Wow.
And I didn't know what the hell was going on, and you know, you're Mike Evans. Go back up to your room, up to your apartment. What's in the box? And I go, I don't know what's in the box. A friend sent it to me, and it wasn't open.
Right.
What's in the box?
They gave him 4 hours by the time, faster the time it was. I signed for it before they busted me. But I hadn't opened it because it wasn't mine. I wasn't going to open it. So that really helped. That I go, it wasn't mine. This guy said, and I told him the whole story and gave him his name and everything, and they knew his name. They go, oh, you know, we've already known this guy. He's already in jail. And then they just tore my place apart, completely ripped it apart, and they found no Quaaludes. They found like a half a gram of cocaine and some pot, a little bit of pot, and that was it. But I still went to jail. I mean, they still arrested me for possession of sale of Quaaludes. There was little over 25,000, not quite 26,000 Quaaludes.
Whoa.
Then I spent the night in jail. I bailed out. My bail was $25,000.
Whoa. Ooh, that was a lot. This was, yeah, back then, that's a lot. That's like a murderer.
And they ended up, you know, I was on radio. It was in the papers. It was in the L.A. Times, in the papers. K-Rock morning DJ arrested with 25,000 Quaaludes. And the station stood by me, though. I went off the air for a week. Yeah, the station stood by me. I went off the air for a week. And I ended up having to pay a ton of money to an attorney. And they wouldn't drop the case, but it actually went in front of a judge. Tim, is Tim there?
Yeah.
So, Tim, you know what they did have... I don't even know if it was really a trial. They had character witnesses came out and talked for me, and the judge goes, I don't know what to think of this. The fact that you didn't have a lot of drugs or any scales or any of that other stuff, and the other guy, I never know what happened to him, but I know he went to prison. They gave me diversion, whatever that is, and I had to go through drug tests for a year, and everything got expunged and it all went away. But it cost me a lot of money for the attorneys and a lot of embarrassment, and it was very, very, very scary.
I don't ever want to step outside my house and see the FBI, DEI. Yeah, that you could have a heart attack.
I'm just unbelievable. That's my favorite line from the show Billions with Damian Lewis, the guy that was in
Homeland.
That's
a great show. That's a great show.
Remember what he said? The only thing he's afraid of in life? Men with blue jackets walking in through the front door.
Well, I got to tell you something.
It was the most scared I've ever been in my life. I mean, on the ground, these guns pointed at me. They're all screaming at me, you know, handcuffing me, taking me back upstairs, and ripping my place apart. It was totally ripped apart. And it wasn't until... They didn't tell me what was in the box.
How did they know? How did they even know the box was there? How did they know? It was sealed.
The Federal Express guy was a DEA agent.
Whoa. Oh, well, so how did he know what was in it?
They busted the guy. They somehow knew in Miami.
You know what I think? How about
they knew,
this?
They
how
knew
about
the guy? They knew something was going on in Miami because he got busted.
The guy that sent it to you, he probably gave you up. He said, I'm making a regular delivery to one of my big clients, Mike Evans. Then they knew.
Well, you know what they do now? You know what they do now for stuff like that? Like, there's so much marijuana being shipped from Colorado and California to states here in the Midwest and whatnot. I know. And what they're doing, I know somebody who works for the post office, and he told me that when they suspect they have a package containing anything, any narcotic and whatnot, they have these really slim little, it almost looks like a skewer you would put on a barbecue pit with a kebab skewer, but it's a lot tinier than that, and they actually slide them in through there, and then they pull them back. They actually poke a hole in your package with this. It's minuscule. You won't even see it. Right. And they see if any residue comes out on it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's a good idea.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not a big enough hole that's going to, yeah.
You wouldn't even know it.
And I'll tell you something else that happened. When I was in Hawaii, this is way before Cheryl's. This is 25 years ago. No. It was maybe 20 years ago. I had got this really great, Hawaii has really great pot. And I had got this, not even an ounce. It was like a baggie. I think it was like a $120 baggie of pot. And I mailed it to myself.
It's about half an ounce.
But I didn't mail it. I went to one of these mail and pack stores in Waikiki, and I swear this is a true story. I mailed it to myself, and when I got it, I opened it up, and I had sent some sandals that I had bought and a couple of other things. The sandals and everything was in there, and a note said, "Nice try." The pot was gone.
Whoa.
The pot was gone. So I
better be glad.
Guys at this pack and mail, somehow they knew that there was pot in it, or they just had an idea, and they opened it, took the pot out, wrote, "Nice try," put it in the thing, repackaged it, and sent it to me.
That's hilarious.
Probably did you a favor.
Yeah.
Because now you're not illegally receiving stuff. All right, we're out of time. You can sign off, and we'll load up tomorrow with whatever you had today. Thanks for the
story. Was it worth it, the story?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think so. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Stay up.
Let me tell you something. I know Tim doesn't know that guy very well. That's one story. Dan, am I right?
Oh.
This guy's whole life is like a movie you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah.
That's just one thing. Yeah.
We were actually going to make a movie about one of his escapades with another guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll get into something. That's a good story, too. Window World. Look, Bill Cleveland, Dr. Doug, Taylor, Dan Buffa, all brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Right there is good reason for you to give them your business. But it's not the only reason. The other good reason is just a flat-out good window and a great value. Almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area now have Window World windows as their replacement windows. It has the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. You know how many other windows you have that? One other one. It's hard to get. Qualified Remodeler Magazine ranks it number one in replacement windows sold in this country, and that's documented just in flat-out sales that they sell more. They'll come to your house. They'll give you an estimate of what it would cost to, you know, put in 12 windows, 2 windows, 1 window, 36 windows, whatever. It's a free home estimate. They'll tell you why their slogan is simply the best for less, and they have 15 months Same as cash financing with approved credit. They are the one and only Window World. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. We've come to the conclusion to the... My grandmother, my dad's mother, used to have a favorite song. And she... And I bought it just because I knew she liked it. Put it on. She'd just sit there and listen to it over and over. It was called End of a Perfect Day. When you've come to the end of a perfect day.
Oh.
Yeah, that was her favorite. I think we've come to the end of what may be what was a perfect show.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Thank you all for being with us. We appreciate it. We hope you come back here tomorrow because we will be here tomorrow. Every chance you get, thank a police officer. They appreciate it now more than ever. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Doug Vaughn. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, KPNT HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.